An investigation is underway into a number of targeted attacks on sex workers, mainly in the Dublin area. Gardaí have said 7 attacks have taken place on sex workers advertising services on online sites since the middle of October. On each occasion, an online appointment is made, but when the parties involved meet, the sex worker is attacked and robbed by a number of men. Investigations into the attacks are described as being at an advanced stage. We can hear more now from Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly from the Garda National Protective Services Bureau. A very good morning to you, Chief Superintendent, and thank you for taking our call this morning.
No, thank you, Brian, and I appreciate the opportunity for allowing me to talk about these concerning incidents this morning.
Concerning indeed. What do you know at this stage about these attacks?
Okay, so we're investigating, as you said, we're investigating a series of robbery-motivated attacks on persons working in prostitution. Since the middle of October, 7 such attacks have taken place nationwide. As you said, mainly in the Dublin area, but they have been in other counties and cities. What's happened, as you explained, is that an online booking is made. However, when the purported client arrives, he and others assault the victim, and well, both male and female, and then a search is conducted of the premises, and cash and other valuable phones, etc., are taken.
So you're aware of 7 attacks, but presumably you might have some concern that there could have been more, but that the
Correct.
Victims have been reluctant to come forward.
Correct, and that's the reason for the appeal today. We're appealing for any persons who are working in this industry or who have information about these attacks to contact us via the local Garda station or via the confidential line of 1-800-666-111.
And how will they be treated? What will happen if they do come forward?
Okay, so obviously our primary concern here is the protection of people in our community. So they will be treated with sensitivity and compassion and confidentially.
And just to be clear, prostitution is not a crime unless
right.
you're involved in soliciting involved in pimping and in organising prostitution.
The bodykeeping, yes. So since 2017, the sale of sex has been decriminalised, but the purchase of sex, though, the client now commits the offence.
So to be absolutely clear here, a sex worker who's assaulted comes forward to the Gardaí and speaks to you will not face prosecution. That simply doesn't arise.
That's not even a consideration for us. The consideration is the welfare and the harm and the danger that they're in at the moment.
Do you have advice to sex workers, given that your suspicion presumably is that these attacks are ongoing and are organised and systematic?
Yeah, I think they need to be very vigilant at the moment, particularly if they're taking online clients, because that's the medium through which these attacks are starting. So I think they need to be very vigilant in relation to that. And obviously, if they have concerns about a client, well, obviously, then they just vacate the appointment or cancel the appointment.
And are there precautions they can take?
Well, it's very difficult because this was the nature of the work is that it's difficult. Is that it's people who they don't know. So, I mean, they can simply at the moment, and we're working very very diligently and quickly to resolve this issue. So they could, if they were of mind to forgo online appointments and maybe just to deal with people who they know from previous encounters.
Right. Clearly, they're very vulnerable. They're very isolated.
Correct.
Very exposed to this kind of attack.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I mean, working in the prostitution industry are a lot of vulnerable people. There's a high element of exploitation in that industry, so we're very concerned, for the safety and welfare of these workers.
We'll leave it there. Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly, thank you for talking to us. After the break, we'll have news headlines.